as we lift them up to you, I pray. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. I'm just going to share a verse from Romans 8 before we begin this first song. If you would just sit and just listen, let it sink in, and let it direct the worship specifically out of this first song. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Such a beautiful picture of how faithful God's love is to us and for us, and that just even when we are too weak to hold on to him, he doesn't let go of us. And wherever you find yourself this morning, no matter how weak your faith feels, I just want to encourage you to just ask him to draw you near. Because at the end of the day, it's not about how much we can draw ourselves close to God. It's about his faithfulness and his grace and his ability and desire to draw us in closer to him. And I promise you that when you ask him that, he will answer and he will do it. So Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this morning that you would just enter into this space in a fresh way, God. That we would experience your manifest presence this morning, Lord, like never before. God, we ask you to draw near to us wherever we find ourselves. No matter how far we have strayed, Lord God, I thank you that you still draw us in and that we have never strayed too far. So, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, and we expect to meet you this morning. And thank you in advance, God, for the ways in which you will move. In Jesus' name, amen. Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I have known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. So
will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Man, how blessed are we to have that kind of a God who chases us down. He is chasing after me and each and every single one of you. Like I said before, no matter how far you have strayed, He is there, right there, chasing after you and holding on to you, even when you're too weak to hold on yourself. So can we take a moment here, just where you are, offer up praises to God for His faithfulness. Let it be personal, the ways that you have personally seen Him be faithful in your life and be good to you. God, even when I was in the darkest places, You were there making a way into Your light. Lord God, we thank You that Your love doesn't depend on what we do, on where we are, or how we're doing. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast, not because of my strength or my ability, but because of Your unfailing, never-ending love. We praise You, God, and we thank You for who You are. Amen.
God of Abraham, You're the God of covenant, of faithful promises. Time again, You have proven You do just what You say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When You speak a word, it will come. to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow out, remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness.
Father in heaven, we do praise you, for great is your faithfulness to us. No matter the circumstance, no matter the season, whether we're in the highest heights or the lowest valleys, still we say, great is your faithfulness. For you are good, you are steadfast, your love never fails, you are faithful. You are faithful to generation after generation after generation of those who love you, follow you, who seek you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you hold us. You are good. You are faithful. We rejoice in you. We love you. Would you speak to us now? Would you guide us into truth? Would you hide me? And would we all see Jesus this morning? Would we hear from you not from me. Would we hear from you? Holy Spirit, you said you will lead us into truth. It's one of the promises, Jesus, that you gave, that you would send your Spirit to lead us into truth. And so we stand on and we claim that promise that you've made. And we say, Holy Spirit, we trust you, that we would hear from you, that we would hear from you through your word. Encourage us, strengthen us, lead us to yourself, I pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before you're seated, if you would just remain standing, if you have a Bible, want to open it to the book of Psalms, Psalm 42, just to stand and to listen as I would read God's word aloud in honor of his word. Psalm 42 and 43 is where we'll be looking, and then the children would be dismissed in a moment. Psalm's about midway through the Bible, the largest book of the Bible, Psalm 42. The psalmist writes, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." And Psalm 43, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word, and you may all be seated. And as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade,